Of the other DJs on Radio England at the start, Rick Randall was from the same background as the other three Americans.
Five and a jar of Funkaliable Rock for Deborah and Mickey of the Tartan Coffee Bar.
And the rock feels no pain.
Yes, indeed, believe it or not.
And an island never cried.
Tartan Coffee Bar, that's in Felixstowe. They wanted to hear that. Crazy, I don't know why. There's certainly no rock. Soft and woolly. Oh, no, never mind. Anyway, friend. 13 before 6 o'clock. Good afternoon to you on the Randall Rambles at about 6 o'clock. Johnny Walker time of Boss Radio.
Swingin' radio deeper, where the action is.
Hot dog, much more music 24 hours a day. Currently 67 degrees on the outside. I'd like to say hi also to Jenny in Great Yarmouth, but also in a couple of good boats there, a couple of boats. I was up on the deck today. We have kind of a rough sea today, in case you haven't noticed, you know, records jumping all over the place. At any rate, I'd like to say hi to those guys over the other boat, because I noticed they're getting pretty close to each other out there, and, well, they've been doing a pretty good job lately. Got to pat them on the back, you know. Every time something good comes along, you notice everything else seems to get a little bit better, so... Thought I'd throw that in. These are the Beach Babies, the Boss Radio.
Rick Randall.
You know, we were all anchored right out there in the same area in the Thames Estuary, and we could see the other ships off of our bow, or if the tide was going off of our stern, whichever. The notoriety, I think, probably that London had, and Caroline both, was very apparent, and I was very impressed with what they had already done before we had gotten there. Now, we came along with a super slick American, super jock radio station, Boss Jocks and all of that. Boss Jocks I never was very comfortable with, by the way. That was Mr. O'Quinn's doing, but that was okay. But I did listen to them when I was on shore when I had a chance, not a lot when I was on the ship. The DJs that were on London or Caroline, I think, were wonderful, and they set a good example. Again, I was very, very new at radio at the time. The other Americans had been on the air for a few years and a little more familiar with what the whole phenomena was all about, but it was all just an exciting new adventure for me.
The remaining DJs and newsreaders were Brian Tilney, who, apart from bingo calling, had also been a former manager at the London Palladium, Australian Colin Nicol, who'd come from the Mi Amigo, and Englishman Phil Martin.
I was working in advertising at a firm called Lintas. I was a Unilever graduate trainee, whatever that means. I'd left university and gone to this excellent job in London, and I was sharing a flat with some friends in London, and they ran a pop PR agency, and they introduced me to Rick Randall. Came along to our flat, and he just said, asked me to read a few lines or something. And so it sounds fine to me, come along and join us. So I went out basically on a trial basis, really. I hadn't actually any real intention of joining them, but I took 3 weeks off from Unilever for my holidays and went over there and thought, this is the life for me. And threw in, would never dream of doing that these days, and jobs are so hard to get, this one marvellous job with Unilever, and went to sea. I was given some title. I think I was even programme director of Britain Radio, whatever that meant. And I also worked on the news.
The news was, even for the 1960s, presented in a mind-boggling style, with echo, electronic bleeps and jingles that proclaimed,
"You are listening to Radio England News, Europe's most comprehensive news service."
However, the news was at least initially compiled in a more professional way than Radio England's rivals.
We actually had one of these ticker tape machines, but unfortunately, our own transmissions used to interfere with the reception, and a lot of the time, the words on the tape were jumbled up. So after a while, we abandoned this and went back to doing what the other pirates were doing, which was, of course, nicking the news from the BBC.
The amazing presentation style of the bulletins was a challenge to most presenters.
Radio England, batter line. This news is big news in the world now.
This is Rick Randall reporting Radio England Banner Lines, a feature of the Radio England Department of News and Public Affairs.
The big story.
Leningrad, following a series of spectacular visits in the Soviet Union, including an exclusive scientific research center and a top secret rocket launching site, French President Charles...
Banner Lines, this news is big news in the world now.
This is Roger Day reporting Radio England Banner Lines, a feature of the Radio England Department of News and Public Affairs.
The Big Story.
London. Edward Heath today attacked the government on the economic...
It was like flying Concorde, but at the end they had this classic weather jingle. And they had a countdown. 10, 9, counting down to 1. And of course you were meant to pace the weather, so it went out over this 10 down to 1. So you finished when it got to 1 and zam into the jingle. First time I read the news, I finished at 8. I gabbled it so much because I was so nervous. And I finished at 8 and I just sit there while it went 7, 6.
Look for partly cloudy skies for this afternoon with a chance of late afternoon showers turning mostly cloudy tonight with rain. High today 72 Fahrenheit with a low of tonight of 54. Currently at 69 degrees in a wide and wonderful...
Later, the news format was changed, but it was no less complex to handle.
Space News Hotline.
From the north, east, west and south, this is Radio England News, live and up to the minute at 12:16. John Ross Barnard reporting in the public interest. Hotline Religion.
A report on... John Ross Barnard.
I was actually employed by Radio England because American disc jockeys were pathologically incapable of pronouncing any of the places that were required in England. I would like to apologise before I tell you this story, particularly if there are any ladies present or gentlemen of unsound mind or nervous disposition. There is a town on the northeast coast of England called Scunthorpe. However, I'm afraid this particular gentleman, remember the town was called Scunthorpe, emphasised the second, third, fourth and fifth letters in his report. It produced a flurry of complaints, and those few English who were associated with the station realised that they had to have a newsreader who was capable at least of saying Scunthorpe without blushing.
From the north, east, west and south, this is Radio England News, live and up to the minute at 7:15. Alan Black reporting in the public interest. Hotline Newspapers. The owners of the national newspapers have had talks with union officials about...
They sprinkled it on their rice pudding in the belief that it was oatmeal. The Radio England Weatherscope reports. This evening is expected to be cloudy over most areas with some light rainfall, chiefly in the south and west. In the east it should remain dry but cloudy. Temperatures will be around the seasonal average with an expected high of 61 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds in the east will be light and variable. Ed Marina reporting for Radio England.
The station that keeps you informed.
News every hour, more music now.
Radio City's famous Auntie Mabel Hour, instigated by Australian Ian McRae and Alan Clark, ran a parody of Radio England News.
Hey, welcome back to the Auntie Mabel Hour, Swaying Radio Workshop.
Swaying Radio.
From the north, east,
west,
and south, this is Radio Worksop News.
Live and up to the minute.
This is Bang Bang Brannigan reporting in the public convenience. Dateline, Buenos Aires. Thursday's military coup, which was repeated as a special matinee on Saturday, will now be repeated at all 11 o'clock sessions.
The conditions on the laissez-faire were less than ideal, as Johnny Walker recalls.
The worst thing from our point of view, but there was no extra cabin accommodation on the ship. There were cabins at the stern end of the boat for the captain, the first engineer, the cook, there was a galley. And then at the bow end of the ship, there were some pretty rough cabins for, half a dozen crewmen. And they were all occupied. There was nowhere actually set out for DJs to sleep. So we ended up having to lie on blankets in a dark, damp hold in the boat. I mean, it was just awful.
Roger Day.
I'd never experienced anything like the conditions that I experienced on there. I mean, none of the living quarters were ready because all the program director and his assistant, the American guys, had got all the crew cabins that were spare, and the rest of us had to sleep. I remember in the lounge, I use that term very loosely, and we all had to sleep in sleeping bags on the floor of this lounge, which was next to the big freezers. And they were very large freezers because this ship had been a body ship transporting dead American GIs to America, because they always take their dead home, you see, the Americans, unlike the British, who have war graves there, they always ship their dead back home. And not only did we have the crew coming in to pick out these large sides of beef every now and again and waking us up in the middle of the night, we also had great company of a load of cockroaches, I remember, and the local sport was stamping on the cockroaches. It was pretty appalling having these things crawling all over you. But gradually, of course, as in most things, they built their cabins and things got a little better, although they were never as luxurious as the other pirates.
Both Radio England and Britain Radio Studios included Ovation programmatic tapes and automation units, the first to be used in Britain.
Joni Summers with Neil Hefti and the tune A Wonderful Guy.
Hallmark of quality in Britain Radio.
Britain Radio, hallmark of quality listening, and the time is 18 now and a half minutes.
It was designed so on a Q-tone, the jingles would operate the reel-to-reel tapes on which there would be music and introductions, and on a Q-tone at the end of the music would set in motion the carousels. One would have the ads on and all the jingles. And at night they used to switch to this on Britain Radio in the early days. And I remember sometimes I just used to sit in there with the lights out and you'd have this deep American voice saying, Frank Sinatra and Strangers in the Night, and then blip, 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 and all these things would be setting motion. It was really weird, you know, after a few beers you sat in there and it was like ghosts were around. Absolutely amazing.